Part 4. Listen and respond to academic lectures. Questions 18 through 24. In this part of the test, you will hear a teacher talking to a class. After you hear each passage, you will answer some questions about what you heard. Fill in the correct circle on your answer sheet. Let's listen to the first passage. You will hear a science teacher talking. Listen carefully.
There are three main types of rocks: igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic. Let's talk about igneous rocks first. Igneous rocks, that word igneous, it's like the word ignite, to ignite a fire. So igneous rocks come from fire. There are two main kinds of igneous rocks: extrusive and intrusive. When lava from a volcano cools on the outside of the Earth's surface, that's an extrusive igneous rock. Extrusive igneous rocks are made outside the surface of the Earth. When lava cools underneath the Earth's surface, it's called intrusive igneous rock. Intrusive igneous rock is formed under the Earth's surface. Now let's talk about the second main type of rocks, sedimentary rocks. Sedimentary rocks are made up of sediments. Sediments are sand and other materials that are compacted together by very strong pressure. Sediments and the other materials are brought down to the oceans by rivers. Once they're on the bottom of the ocean floor, there's a lot of weight above them. Over a very long period of time, the pressure presses all these different sediments together and forms sedimentary rock. Metamorphic rocks, the third main type of rocks, are rocks that have undergone change. Kind of like how a butterfly goes through a metamorphosis when it changes from a caterpillar to a butterfly. Metamorphosis means change. So metamorphic rocks started out as either igneous rocks or sedimentary rocks, but something happened to them. When these igneous or sedimentary rocks encountered both heat and pressure, they changed into metamorphic rock, like marble or slate. Heat and pressure change igneous or sedimentary rock to metamorphic rock.